首先感谢主耶稣的带领，我们这一次灵恩布道会非常顺利进行，即将要完成。
And first, we would like to praise and thank God for His wonderful guidance during the spiritual convocation, and it's almost drawing to a conclusion.
我们都非常热烈的参与，并且呢，也邀请了许多的慕道者来参加。
And praise and thank God that we have all supported the convocation by our presence and also inviting our friends.
求耶稣来纪念大家的辛劳。
And may God remember your labor of love.
在灵恩会要完成之前呢，最后我们要来守圣餐。
And just prior to the conclusion of the spiritual convocation, we are going to take the Holy Communion sacrament.
有几件留意的事情我们在这个地方先来做说明。
And there are certain items that we need to take note, and we'd like to expound upon them here.
我们领受圣餐要明白道理跟感恩的心一起来搭配。
And it is very important that when we come before God to receive the Holy Communion, we need to come with an attitude of gratitude.
那么圣餐的道理虽然我们都已经明白，还需要再一次的讲解，让我们的悟性再一次的灵明。然后呢，配合我们感恩的心来领受圣餐。
And it is very important that even though we already understand the truth behind Holy Communion, but still it is important to remind us of the significance.
那么在中午吃饱饭的这个时间呢，大家的眼皮都会比较重一点，但是我们希望大家能够鼓起精神来参加圣餐。
And it is very natural that after a very sumptuous lunch, that it is easy for us to be very comfortable and start to doze off. But however, I urge all of you to stay awake and attentive for the Holy Communion sermon.
我们会用一些时间来讲解圣餐的道理。
We would like to take some time to once again study into the truth behind Holy Communion.
我们请一起看圣经。
Let's all open up our Bible.
哥林多前书11:23.
Let's all turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
哥林多前书11:23.
1 Corinthians 11, verse 23.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。保罗告诉哥林多教会的信徒。
So over here, Paul. He is telling the members here in Corinthian church.
以前他已经把圣餐的道理对他们讲解了。
That Paul had expounded the truth of the Holy Communion to them before.
他说这是从主领受的。
And he once again reiterated that I have received this from the Lord.
但是现在再一次的借着书信跟他们在说明。
But once again, through my epistle and letter, I am delivering this to you again.
所以圣餐的道理要常常来讲解。
And that is why it is very important for us to always expound upon this truth.
尤其我们在领受圣餐之前更需要这样。
Especially before we receive the Holy Communion sacrament, it is very important for us to review the teachings again.
我们请读24节。
Let's read verse 24.
到29节。
To verse 29.
祝谢了就拨开，说这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。25节。
25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。26节。
26.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。27节。
27.
所以无论何人，不论不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。28节。
28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯。29节。
29.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。以上领受圣餐的目的跟该用什么样的态度在这一段圣经里面讲得非常的清楚。
So over here in this passage from verse 23 to 29, it clearly lays down our attitude before coming to receive the Holy Communion.
圣餐首要的目的就是要来纪念我们的主。
And the significance, the primary significance of receiving the Holy Communion is for us to remember the Lord.
啊，纪念主耶稣为我们舍弃天上荣耀的宝座。
And to remember how our Lord Jesus has given up the glorious throne above.
然后他降世为人。
And how he came down to earth in the form of a man.
取得奴仆的形象。
And how he took the status of a servant.
成为人的样式。
And that he took on the form of man.
并且呢，他被列在罪犯当中。
And that he was also being sentenced as a criminal.
是为了要承担我们的罪孽。
And that was to carry up all of our sins.
后来就被钉在十字架上。
And then later he was nailed on the cross.
他流出宝血，所以我们有赦罪的恩典。
And when he's nailed on the cross, Lord Jesus shed all of his blood so that this blood can redeem our sins.
我们就有救赎的盼望。
Then we can have the hope of salvation.
啊，耶稣在世传福音的时候，他的生活非常的艰困。
And as we all know, when our Lord Jesus was preaching in the world, he took a very simple but harsh life.
因为他要为我们受苦。
Because he was willing to suffer on our behalf.
要承担我们该受的苦。
And that it is for our sake that he took up the sufferings.
在以赛亚书52章、53章啊，那个地方有提到。
And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 52 and 53, it mentioned.
耶稣来到世上的时候，他并不是降生在一个王公贵族的家庭。
When Lord Jesus came into the world, he did not choose to be born as a prince in the palace.
而且呢，他的这个面容呢，并不是佳美的。
And also, he did not have a handsome countenance at all.
他为我们采取一个最低的姿态。
But rather, he took on the most humble form.
他为我们用了最低的条件来到世界。
And he came in the worst and the most lowly status ever to be found among men.
我们在计较我们的眼睛太小，我们的嘴巴太大，但是主耶稣他并没有加显美貌。
Sometimes we may look at our face and we think our eyes are too small, our lips are too big. But however, Lord Jesus, he is not even attractive at all in terms of appearance.
因为他不是到世上要来选美的。
Because Lord Jesus did not come to the world to attend a beauty pageant.
我们就看到主耶稣他的牺牲了。
So that is how we can see and understand his sacrifice.
他可以有选择的权利，但是他放弃。
Lord Jesus, he has the authority to choose, but however, he gave up all these choices.
这就是爱。
And that is love.
我们在思想主耶稣啊，他被钉十字架之前的那一幕。
So now let us ponder upon the scene just before Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
兵丁拿了酒跟苦胆调和的东西要给主耶稣喝。
And we know how the soldier, how they mix wine that is bitter and gall together for Lord Jesus to drink.
因为钉十字架的时候呢，会很痛。
Because when a criminal is to be nailed on the cross, it is very painful.
但是呢，极苦的东西跟酒精都有对神经能够造成麻醉的作用。
So when you make something that is very bitter, such as gall, together with something like wine, it will create a chemistry that will help to numb the pain.
这是慈悲，这是残忍中的假装的慈悲。
And this is a kind of false mercy in the midst of such cruelty.
但是主耶稣不要，他不喝。
But Lord Jesus refused the numbing effect of the wine.
因为他要承受完全的苦。
Because he is willing to take on the full slot of the suffering.
他对我们的爱是没有经过折扣的。
That is to say, there is no discount in terms of the measure of love that he has for us.
他不要借着这个东西来减轻他对痛的感觉。
He doesn't want to use the wine and gall to numb the pain that he was going to experience.
因为他对我们的爱是完全的。
Because the love that Lord Jesus has for us is perfect.
很多时候我们都先顾虑自己，剩余的才给主耶稣。
And very often we love ourselves much more, and we left what is left over for our Lord.
我们应该要再思想一下。
So now let us take a moment and ponder upon all this.
一个男人有几十公斤的体重被挂在那个木架上。
And a man who is of a body weight of several kilograms is being suspended and hung in the air.
钉子穿透他的肉的时候呢，因为把那个人固定在那个地方，他有体重，又有地心的引力，可能这个人会往下坠。
So therefore, when the nail is being anchored into the body of any man, the body weight when it's being hung on the cross, because of the gravity pull, the body will also be pulled down as well.
为了不让这个人啊往下坠，所以他们就选择钉子是从手掌跟脚掌，就是软的骨头最密布的地方穿过去。
So in order for the body not to be hung down into the ground, so they would choose to nail the body through the weakest part, and that is the joint of the limbs where the hand and the feet are.
这样才能够支撑把他的身体呢，把它撑在那个地方。
So that by these few nails, it will be able to support this human body in the air.
我们想想看，钉子刺到肉会觉得，这个针刺到肉会觉得痛。钉子从骨缝当中穿透，我们如何去想象那个痛呢？
So I'm sure all of us have experienced the piercing of a nail in your flesh or a needle in your flesh. But however, when a huge nail is being driven through your bones and your ligaments and your muscles, and then it is stuck onto the wood post behind, just imagine how painful that would be.
但是主耶稣并没有为自己啊来叫苦一声。
But however, Lord Jesus Christ, he did not even cry out loud at all.
这就是我们要纪念的地方。
So that is where and what we should remember.
我们也应该要给主耶稣更大的爱。
So we should even express more love for our Lord in return.
当这个十字架下，很多人在走动，用许多取笑的话加在主耶稣的身上。
And under the feet of the cross where Jesus is being hung, there were many people looking on to him and mocking upon him.
So, 这个人曾经讲，啊，这个圣殿拆毁之后，啊，三天要重建再起来，他会再复活。你既然能够救别人，你也可以从上面下来啊。
And a lot of people were mocking at him and reminding him how he mentioned that he will be able to raise the temple after 3 days when he resurrect. So if he can resurrect and save others, he should be able to save himself.
如果你是真的是神的儿子，你可以从上面下来。
And they tell him that if you truly are the Son of God, you are able to come down from the cross.
一般一个人他极痛的时候，特别是太阳又曝晒他，看到底下那些人是加给他这么大的痛的，那个时候呢，人的精神会进入疯狂状态，一定会把所有恶毒的话呢，都把他咒骂出来。
And usually under a normal circumstance, when a man is under such extreme suffering, being hung on the cross by those few nails, and the sun is also shining upon him that is so harsh, and he's taking all these harsh words by the people, he will probably have gone insane and speak out all the foul languages that he can imagine.
但是主耶稣并没有这样。
But Lord Jesus did not do so.
因为一个救主怎么可以带着咒诅到十字架上去呢？
Because how can a savior bring the curses upon the cross?
他怎么可以在那个充满仇恨的地方也散播仇恨的种子呢？
And how can he spread even more seed of hatred in the land of hatred itself?
他反而为那些人来代求。
But on the other hand, Lord Jesus Christ, he began to intercede for all these poor people.
他说，父啊，赦免他们，他们做的他们不知道。
And he prayed to the Heavenly Father, saying that, Father, please forgive them because they do not know what they are doing.
一个人会犯错，大概有两个原因。
Usually, when a person has done something wrong, it can be based upon two reasons.
无知跟无力。
One, it could be ignorance, and the other could be helplessness.
主耶稣宁愿为他们找一个理由，求天父来赦免他们。
So Lord Jesus rather try to find a reason to base upon their ignorance.
那些人把主耶稣钉在十字架上，他们真的不知道他们做了什么吗？
Because these people, don't you think they know what they are doing since they have chosen to nail Jesus on the cross?
一个无辜人的血流出来，他们看见了。
And they also see how a sinless man shed his blood.
钉钉子的声音啊，还响在他们的耳边。
And they probably still heard the sound that of the nails driven through the bones.
他们应该知道他们做了什么。
And of course, they surely know what they have done.
但是主耶稣宁愿为他们找一个理由来祈求。
But yet, Lord Jesus rather find some reason to intercede and pray for them.
之前有一部电影叫做《耶稣受难记》。
And there is recently there was a movie called The Passion of Christ.
好像赚了很多钱。
It seems that it was a movie that was very well selling.
很多人看的时候都是一把鼻涕一把眼泪的。
And a lot of people after watching the movie, they came out crying.
但是我们要跟各位来讲。
But here we would like to tell everyone.
那部电影那只是一个虚拟的一个戏剧。
And that movie is merely portraying the scene.
根据事实来拍摄没有错，但是那里头的情节都是虚构的。
And of course, it is trying to portray as closely as possible, but the story is a fictional one.
就是一个虚拟的一个东西。
It is just a fictional story.
怎么说呢
？How do we say it in that way?
引耶稣的那个人并不是耶稣。
Because the person who led Jesus is not Jesus himself.
那个人被打不是真的被打。
And the person who was being hit, he wasn't really being hit.
那个人被钉十字架，不是真的被钉十字架。
And when he was being nailed on the cross, it wasn't truly that he was nailed.
虚构的。
Because all these are a movie, remember.
但是我们看的一把鼻涕一把眼泪。
But yet, after we watch it, we are so emotionally driven that we cried.
我们是被耶稣的爱感动，还是被戏剧的气氛感动？我们要问自己。
So we have to ask ourselves, are we crying because we are moved by the love of God? Or are we crying because of the portrayal of the movie?
纪念主就是你心里想的时候就感动，不是要透过灯光、布景、声响，像戏剧演出来我们才会感动。那这样的话，主的爱感动我们的成分就已经很低了。
Because if you were to be truly touched by the Lord, as long as you are able to read the Bible and ponder upon His love, you will cry and shed your tears. But however, on the other hand, if you can only be moved by the graphic interpretation of a movie and the scenes before you, then in fact your love for God is very little.
我们应该要把那个焦点给聚焦在主耶稣的爱，而不是电影的气氛，这样那才是真的有意思的。
But rather, we should focus our lens on the love of Christ instead of the dramatic scene of the movie.
所以我们读圣经就应当感动。
So therefore, when we read the Bible, we should be moved.
思想就感动。
When we meditate upon His love, we will be touched.
纯粹把其他的东西都拿掉，剩下的是我们直接面对主耶稣的爱，这才是真正有意思的。
And we do not need to have any movie or graphic interpretation. We should just focus ourselves and God Himself, and that is that direct response of love.
圣餐第一个目的就是要来纪念主耶稣。
And the most and primary significance of the Holy Communion is to remember the deep love of the Lord.
让主耶稣的爱激励我们啊，成为侍奉的动力。
So that the love of the Lord can stir up in us and that it will become a motivational force to propel us to serve Him.
第二个目的呢，就是要我们再一次啊，来声明我们跟主耶稣所立的约没有废掉。
And the second significance of the Holy Communion is to once again look upon this covenant that we have established between the Lord and that it is still there. It has not been abolished.
我们请看二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25.
哥林多前书十一章二十五节。
First Corinthians 11 verse 25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。这个地方主耶稣啊，他提到主耶稣办理圣餐的时候呢，他把这个杯拿起来说，这是用我的血所立的新约。
So over here, Lord Jesus took the cup after supper and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood.
用主的血来立的新的约。
And this is a new covenant that is established by the blood of Christ.
旧约 人跟神立约呢，是用牛羊的血。
And in the Old Testament, when men established covenant with God, they used the blood of the animals.
在新约是用主耶稣的血来立约。
But in the New Testament, the covenant is being established by the blood of Christ.
所以，既然是流血，它就是一个生命的约。
So since blood is being shed, therefore this covenant is one that is based upon life.
是关乎得救的问题。
And that it pertains to the problem of life.
好，所以我们现在来领受圣餐的时候呢，就再一次的呢，有一个立志。主耶稣，我跟你所立的约呢是没有废掉，我遵守了，我回来了。
And so therefore, whenever we receive, once again, when we receive the Holy Communion, we are also telling the Lord that we are re-establishing this covenant with the Lord, and that it is not abolished, but rather it is re-established.
什么时候我们跟主耶稣用血立约呢？
When did we establish this covenant of the blood with Christ?
接受洗礼的时候。
It was upon the time when we received the water baptism.
这个约我们已经跟主耶稣立了。
And that was a covenant that we have established with God.
但是我们今天来领受圣餐，就是在纪念。
But today, when we come to receive the Holy Communion, we are here to remember.
就是提醒我们不可以违背。
To remind us that we cannot go against the covenant.
我们用行动来表明要立志永远的持守。
And we use our actions to prove, to once again confirm that we are willing to hold on to this covenant.
所以今天我们应该要排除啊任何的困难，能够尽量的回到教会来参加圣餐礼。
So therefore, today we must make all kinds of effort to come to the church to receive the Holy Communion.
除了不能够啊不可抗拒的因素之外呢，如果大家都能够自由方便。我们应该要立志啊，也要回来参加圣餐礼。
Unless you have very good reason that you cannot come to the church, then otherwise we are all in the liberty to come to the church to receive the covenant.
啊，根据我们职务人员的这个说明呢，啊，我们领受圣餐的时候啊，我们的出席率呢非常的高。
And according to the board members, each time during the Holy Communion, our attendance is very high.
平常可能我们大家很忙，不一定能够啊常常参加聚会。但是今天这个时间，我们一定要特别看重。
And usually on the Sabbath day, perhaps some of us may be busy and we skip the Sabbath. But however, we must give special importance to the day when we receive the Holy Communion.
所以我们看看。啊，我们的家人如果今天可以来却没有来，我们应该要为他们祷告，也要跟鼓励他们呢，下一次不要再缺席。
And so therefore, if our family members are not able to attend today, then we need to encourage them when we go home so that they can attend it the next time.
因为主耶稣特别说，这个杯就是用我的血所立的新约，要纪念。
Because Lord Jesus here remind us that this cup is filled with the blood of the new covenant. It is for your remembrance of me.
这以上是讲这两点都是属于纪念性的。
So what we have just mentioned earlier, the two points, they refer to remembrance.
也应该要在我们的心里啊，成为一个动力。
And it should become a motivational force, a driving force within our heart.
那圣餐礼呢，也有它实际的这个效用。
But however, the Holy Communion, it itself has its full efficacy.
那就是要领受主的生命。
And that is, we are to receive the full living life of the Lord.
看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
五十三节。
Verse 53.
我们看到五十七节。
To verse 57.
约翰福音六章五十三节到五十七节。
John chapter 6, verse 53 to verse 57.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。54节。
54.
吃我肉，喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。55节。
55.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。56节。
56.
吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。57节。
57.
永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样 吃我肉的人也要因我活着。这里面呢，主耶稣在提到领受圣餐的实际效用，就是领受他的生命。
So over here, Lord Jesus is saying that the full efficacy of receiving the Holy Communion is to receive the precious life of the Lord.
可以分成三个阶段。
You can divide that into three levels.
第一个阶段就是我们领受圣餐，我们还在是活着的时候。
And the first level is when we receive the Holy Communion, we are still alive.
我们领受主的生命，在今生活着，是活出基督的生命来。
That we receive the life of the Christ within us so that we can portray the life of Christ in this world.
第二个阶段是有一天我们会离世了。
And the second level pertains to the time when we will depart from this world and die.
当末日再来的时候，主再来的时候。
When the day of the Lord, and that is the last day, is to come.
54节所说的。
Verse 54 here says.
我们要复活。
That we will once again be raised up and resurrect.
在世的生命结束了，但是末日复活。
That the life on this earth will come to a stop, and that we will resurrect in the eternal life to come.
主耶稣说，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生啊。
Here Jesus says that whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
领受主圣餐的人在末日主耶稣要叫他复活。
And whoever partakes the Holy Communion of the Lord will raise him up on the last day.
所以我们现在领受圣餐关乎末日复活的问题。
So therefore, it is very important that today when we receive the Holy Communion, it has direct relationship to our final resurrection on the last day.
现在领受，现在活着是活出基督的生命。
It is true, today when we receive the Holy Communion, we are portraying the life of Christ on earth.
再次活出基督的生命，将来末日我们复活。
And that today, when we live out the life of Christ, then on the last day, we will be able to resurrect.
复活就像主的生命。
Then when we resurrect, we will take on the life of Christ.
第三阶段，进入永恒的世界。
And then the third level is when you enter into the eternal kingdom.
我们在主里面，主也在我们里面。
That is the time, the moment when we will be in the Lord and He will be in us.
而且呢，我们要因此主呢永远活着。
And because He abides in me and I abide in Him, therefore we will live on forever and eternally.
所以有三个阶段的活。
So there are three periods and three levels of being alive.
这都是因为我们领受主的生命了。
And that is all because we have received the life of Christ.
血肉就是生命。
Because when you look at the blood and the flesh, it all equals to life.
有很多的这个教会了，他们说那只是一个形式。一个仪式而已，纪念性的仪式。
And many churches look at this sacrament as just a ritual, something that you do as a ceremony.
所以他们说啊，没有关系啊，饼干啊，葡萄酒也可以用啊。
So therefore, they use wafers, they use wine, and they think that is fine.
但是呢，在这个逾越节的时候，要把一切的酵都除掉了，是没有发酵的东西。
But however, here it says, on the day of the Passover, it is the day when they remove all yeast.And that is anything that goes through fermentation.
不但有纪念性的意义，而且有实质的效用。领受以后，我们的生命就更活泼。
So therefore, it is not just for us to remember the new covenant, but in fact, it carries a full effect of being alive in Christ.
但是我们要真正的用感恩的心来领受。
But it is of utmost importance of us to come with an attitude of gratitude.
我们再看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
十五节。
Verse 15.
十六节，我们从十六节来看。
Let's look at verse 16.
到十七节。
To verse 17.
哥林多前书十一章，对，十章十六节、十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 and 17.
我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？十七节。
17.
我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。这是第四个目的，就表明在主里有合一的团契。
And this is the fourth significance, and that is we are all united as one in Christ.
我们今天在这个地方都是主里的人。
Today, all of us sitting here, we are all members of the Lord.
这是一个爱的团契。
That over here we see a circle of love.
我们都拥有领受圣餐的资格。
And all of us come with the privilege to receive the Holy Communion.
我们都是主所爱的人。
Because all of us are very beloved by our Lord.
主所拣选的人。
And all of us are being chosen by our God.
所以在灵里面是一体的。
So therefore, within the Spirit, within the Holy Spirit, we are one body.
因为这样，所以我们可以统领基督的血。
And because of that, we are privileged to come to receive the precious blood of Christ.
统领基督的身体。
And we are able to come together as one to receive the body of Christ.
都是跟基督这个身体连结的。
Because all of us are connected directly to the body of Christ.
人很多，但是我们饼还是做一个。
Even though there are many of us, but we only have one bread.
因为基督的身体只有一个。
Because there is only one body of Christ.
所以在领受圣餐的时候，可以更加的凝聚我们主里一体的这种情谊。
So therefore, when we receive the Holy Communion, this one circle of bread will bring us all together, this whole circle as one.
啊，在这个地方有提到统领跟分受这两个词啊，一直出现啊。
And over here, we see within this verse, it talks about how we are blessed when we are into the communion of Christ.
在这个原文的这个意思呢，就是有联谊、分享的这个意思，一体的意思在里面。
And here, the word communion in the original text, it means that we are all united. It means that we are all one.
所以借着领受圣餐，再把我们主里一体的精神把它凝聚在一起。
And so therefore, through taking the Holy Communion, once again, we can manifest the Spirit of Christ by coming together as one.
所以我们在领受的时候，我们要用心去体会一下。
So therefore, as we receive the Holy Communion, let us open up our heart and experience the effect.
在我们身边的我们的弟兄姐妹。
And all the people that are sitting around us.
原来他们都是跟我同领基督的身体的。
Remember, all of them have also a part in this body of Christ that I'm going to take.
都是统领基督的血了。
That all of them have a part in taking the blood that I'm going to take.
那个感觉就会不一样了。
Then you will feel a very different experience.
这是主里合一的团契，我们要守得住。
Because then you will feel that all the people sitting around you plus you yourself will come together as one.
我们再把这一股的力量呢，团结起来。用在我们的福音事工。
Then we'll be able to draw together all this strength, this power of unity, and put it forward for the holy work of God.
所以在领受圣餐的时候啊，我们要化解所有的不和平的事情。
So therefore, when we partake the Holy Communion, we need to dissolve all kinds of contention or quarrels or arguments.
我们可以有不同的意见，但是呢，我们应该要彼此的包容。
And of course, we all come with different backgrounds and we can have different opinions, but yet we must always compromise.
我们可以不赞同他的意见，但不可以不承认他是我们主里的同领。
Of course, you can disagree with the opinion of another member, but you cannot deny the fact that he or she is your member.
我们可以有不同的意见来讨论，但是呢，没有伤害到一体的情分。
And of course, we can argue and debate with different opinions, but remember, we must keep the spirit of unity as one.
到最后还是不能够割舍的，还是要维护的。
And in the end, we must uphold the unity. Things that cannot be cut off, cannot be cut off.
这是我们领受圣餐的时候应该要达到的一个目的。
So this is a very important significance that we need to achieve when we receive it.
我们讲最后一个第五个这个目的呢，就是要仰望将来天国的永生。
And the fifth significance is for us to hope for the eternal kingdom to come.
我们看十一章二十六节。
Let's look at chapter 11, verse 26.
十一章二十六节。
First Corinthians 11, verse 26.
我们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。我们要一直的领受圣餐，直到主耶稣再来。
So here it says that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we are proclaiming the death of the Lord till he comes.
主耶稣跟门徒守最后的圣餐之后啊，他就这样说。
So this is the Last Supper when Lord Jesus is sharing with his disciples, and this is what he say.
因为他即将被钉十架了。
Because he is going to be nailed on the cross.
他说我不再喝这个杯。
He says that I will no longer drink this cup.
只等到在神的国里喝新的那一天。
Right till the day in the eternal kingdom of God will I drink the new cup.
所以将来在神的国里头啊，我们也要一起来坐席的。
So therefore, in future, when all of us are in the kingdom of God, we will all take our seat and we'll all drink the new cup.
但是那一天还没有到之前，我们现在呢，在地面呢，我们要一直领受。每当领受的时候，我们就盼望，盼望啊，将来在天国，我们要跟众圣徒哦一起来领受新的，跟主耶稣一起来领受。
So therefore, today as we are sitting here, sitting to receive the cup, we will hope for the day, that eternal day which will come when we will be sitting with all the members together with the Lord, and we will be drinking the new cup.
将来在神的国里头啊，你可以看到大卫。
Because in future, in the kingdom of God, you will be able to see David.
你可以看到摩西。
You'll be able to see Moses.
啊，你看到以利亚。
You will also see Elijah.
可能可以看到胡须很长的亚伯拉罕。你看到亚伯拉罕，可能他是留了很长的胡须。
And perhaps you will see Abraham, who may have a long beard.
啊，我们看一看，啊，这个圣经里头的这些圣徒，保罗啦、彼得啦、雅各啊，看一看。
So also you will behold all the saints and the apostles in the Bible, people like Paul, like Peter, like James, like John.
说不定那个可爱的马可就坐你旁边啊。
And perhaps the very good Mark will be sitting next to you.
摩西就坐在对面啊。
Perhaps Moses will be sitting in front of you.
问问摩西。
And then you can even ask questions. You can ask Moses.
摩西为什么写得那么长啊？
You can ask Moses, why do you write such a long books of Moses?
可以问问保罗为什么要写那个新约书信呢，写得那么深奥。
And you can also ask Paul, your letters in the New Testament are so deep.
真的是可被期待的一刻，可以看到摩西，可以看到以利亚。
So therefore, that will be the moment, the day where you will meet with all the saints, and you will be able to communicate with them.
当然，我们要亲眼看见主耶稣。
But of course, above all, we must be able to see our Lord face to face.
真是可期待的。
And that is the day that we hope for.
真是应该要期待的。
And it's something that we should hope for.
但那是将来的盼望。
But that is a hope of the future.
我们的肉体还在这个世界。
Because now our body, this physical flesh, is still in this world.
但是我们借着领受圣餐的时候，我们常常兴起这样的盼望。
But each time when we receive the Holy Communion, we want to stir up this hope within us once again.
就可以超越世上很多的苦难。
Then this hope, this living hope, will help you to transcend all the problems in life.
就是为了这五个目的，我们来守圣餐。
And it is because of this five significance, and that's the reason why we take the Holy Communion.
我们怎样来领受呢？
So how should we receive the sacrament?
27节。
Verse 27.
要按理来领受。
That we must receive it in a worthy manner.
我们的制作圣餐的这些东西都是没有发酵的。
And the production of the cup and the fruit, it did not go through fermentation.
我们可以看哥林多前书第五章里面的说明。
And we can see how this is described in chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
五章第七节到第八节。
First Corinthians 5, verse 7 to 8.
你们既是无酵的面，就是没有罪的，应当把旧酵除净，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了，所以我们守这节不可用旧酵，也不可用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。犹太人他们有一个观念，这个东西如果开始发酵的时候就是腐败了，腐败那就是罪，他们的观念是这样。
And so the Jewish people, they have this concept that when something goes through fermentation or decay, it means that this thing has gone bad, it is not pure anymore.
所以圣洁的逾越节呢，要把象征的这个邪恶的酵素呢，把它除掉。
So therefore, the Passover, that is a very holy event, they need to remove all the decay and fermentation that represent sin.
按理领受的时候要先按理来制作。
And before you can receive the sacrament in a worthy manner, first you must produce the elements in a worthy manner.
完全遵照圣经所说的。
And we must produce the elements in accordance with what the Bible says.
所以在这个时候我们应该要按理来领受了。
So therefore, here we can take it in a worthy manner.
再翻过来看11章28节。
And let's turn to 11 verse 28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
That a man must examine himself, and that he can eat the bread and drink the cup.
主的身体既然是圣洁的，
since the body of Christ is pure and holy，
我们也应该要圣洁。
We must also be pure and holy。
所以我们自己要省察。
So we must examine ourselves。
啊，假若有故意啊犯致死的罪的呢，我们就不要领受。
So if you have intentionally commit mortal sin, please do not receive。
那么我们很多时候都有一些过错，大大小小的过错。
And in our daily lives, we all have big or small transgressions。
我们不要勉强领受。
And so you do not force yourself to receive it as well。
但是也不可以随意的拒绝。
But you cannot casually deny to receive it too。
耶稣基督他洁净的保险的洁净功能呢，是到永世都有功效的。
Because remember, the cleansing blood of Christ is able to remove your sins forever.
但是我们自己应该要省察。
But it is very important that we must first examine ourselves.
有什么大小的过错呢？我们自己要反省、检讨一下。
And we must examine and repent of all the big or small transgressions that we have committed.
要知道自己有什么样的过失。
You must realize what wrongs you have done.
但不要因为这样啊，就灰心累志。
But do not because of this that you get discouraged.
要防备魔鬼借着我们的罪恶感不断的惩罚我们自己，这样是不对的。
And also you must be careful that the devil may make use of your weaknesses so that you will keep yourself on a guilty trip.
所以不要因为小的过错就与主保持距离了。
And so do not keep yourself at a distance from the Lord and think that you're not worthy because of your small transgression.
但是我们要知道我们有什么地方的过失。
But of course, it is important that we realize the wrongs that we have done.
并且应该要立志呢，以后不要再犯了。
And it is important that we make the determination not to do them again.
这样主的爱就会在我们身上。
Then the love of Christ will once again fill us up.
我们就可以用感恩的心来领受。
Then we can receive the Holy Communion with a heart of thanksgiving.
我们固然不可以勉强，但是也不可以随意拒绝。
So which means that you cannot force yourself to take it, but also you cannot casually deny it too.
29节。
Verse 29.
人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。主的身体是圣洁的，所以要省察嘛。
So over here, it says that when we eat or drink in an unworthy manner, there will be judgment. So we need to discern the Lord's body.
另外一个部分就是要认定注谢以后的饼跟这个杯呢，已经成为主的身体、主的血了。
And that you must realize that after the bread and cup has been blessed, it has become the flesh and blood of the Christ.
所以要拿出信心来。
So you must have the faith to receive it.In that manner.
待会儿我们端圣餐端杯的我们的教会的负责人啊，把它呈现在我们面前的时候呢，我们已经在信心上认定了它灵化成为主耶稣的身主耶稣的肉跟主耶稣的血了。
So later on when the ministers were to spread the bread and the cup among all of us, then remember the bread and cup before you has been spiritualized into the flesh and body of Christ.And that you need to receive these with your faith.
就是分辨它已经成为主的身体。
That is, you must realize that in the spirit, it is already the flesh and blood of the Christ.
拿出信心去接受。
And that with your faith, you are to receive them in that manner.
如果你说睁眼说瞎话，我看到的还是饼，还是葡萄汁，怎么变成主的肉跟主的血？我偏不信，那你千万不要领受。你没有这个信心，不要亵渎主的身体，我们千万不要领受。
But however, if you do not have the faith to believe that this is actually the flesh and blood of Christ, because what you see before you is literally just a piece of bread and just a cup of juice, so therefore, please do not take the Holy Communion because you do not believe in it.
我们要继续查考。
Then you need to study the truth and understand it more.
我们应该要相信。
Before, so that you can actually believe.
要认定。
And that once you believe, you're able to confirm.
没有理由怀疑。
There is no more doubt left.
有四个条件。
There are four criteria.
就是我们必须要去领受的。
That we must receive the Holy Communion.
我们应该要相信的。
First is that we must believe.
第一个是什么？
And so what is the first point?
这是主耶稣的应许啊。
That this is the promise of the Lord.
我们在约翰福音六章里面不是提到吗？主耶稣说， 我的肉真是可吃，我的血真是可喝的啊。
And wasn't it mentioned in John chapter 6 that we just read that indeed my flesh and my blood can be partaken?
这是一章二十四节，也是说主耶稣他把这个饼拿起来注谢以后就说这是我的身体。主耶稣说这是我的身体，就是他的身体，还有什么疑问的？
So therefore, over here, when the Lord Jesus gives thanks, and then he says that take.This is my body, and drink, this is my blood. So if the Lord Jesus proclaimed in this way, there should not be any doubt.
他把杯拿起来注谢以后说，这是我的血，这是他的血，还有什么疑问的呢？主耶稣的应许就是这样，就对了。
And so when Jesus take up the cup and say that this cup is the new covenant, it is my blood. So when Jesus says that this is my blood, that is his promise, and that is what you need to believe.
没有必要怀疑了。
There is no room for any doubt.
他亲自这样说的。
Because Lord Jesus has personally promised us in this way.
第二个，有真理为我们做见证。
And the second point is that the truth will bear testimony for us.
我们按着真理来制作，按着真理来领受。
Because we are producing the elements of the covenant in the manner of the Lord, and therefore we should receive it in that manner.
圣经告诉我们怎么做，我们就怎么做，我们就是按着真理来做，我们按着真理来做，真理会为我们做见证。
So therefore, when we produce the bread and the cup in the manner that's described in the Bible, and that is the Holy Word of God, will bear testimony for us that this is the way and that we have done it according to the Bible.
两边打仗的人都说真理在我们这一边。
And when there are two fighting on two sides, they will say that I will have the truth.
耶稣教会说真理在他们这边，其他的教会也说真理在他们那边，那到底真理在哪一边？
So of course, the two parties will argue that each have their truth, but where can the truth be found?
真理在遵行真理的人那一边，你站在真理那一边，真理就在你们那一边。
And the truth is found in that party who actually do it in action according to what is found in the truth, then the truth abides with you.
我们要确定的是有没有站在真理这一边。如果我们是按着真理站在真理这边，自然真理就在我们这一边嘛。
So of course, first, we must realize what we are doing, whether we are producing the elements according to the truth. So if we do so, then we abide in the truth and we are standing on the side of the truth.
那这样有什么怀疑的？真理都为我们做见证了，神也承认了。
So therefore, if the Bible is to bear testimony for us and the truth is to bear witness for us, then God will receive us.
魔鬼不能够控告的，因为我们是按照真理做的。
Then there is no room for the devil to accuse us anymore because we are on the side of God.
第三个条件。
And the third criteria,
圣灵运行。
That the Holy Spirit is hovering among us.
我们是圣灵建设的教会。
That our church is established by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵跟我们同在。
The Holy Spirit lives with us.
我们在聚会的时候，圣灵也在我们当中。
And also when we come together as a congregation, the Holy Spirit is walking among us.
所有的信徒几乎都受圣灵了。
And most of us have received the Holy Spirit.
跪下去。奉主的名来注谢的时候，圣灵也会在我们注谢的饼杯当中。
And when we kneel down and give thanks to the bread and the cup, the Holy Spirit will also come and spiritualize the bread and the cup.
所以在灵里面就让这个饼成为主的肉，在灵里面使它这个杯成为主的血。
And therefore in the spirit, this bread will be spiritualized into the flesh of Christ.And this cup will be spiritualized into the blood of Christ.
你要问理由，主的应许、真理的见证，还有圣灵的运行，还不够吗？
So if you were to ask for any reason, then remember, the Bible has bared a testimony for you, the truth abides with you, and the Holy Spirit is the living witness.
圣餐是奥秘，就是奥秘，就是奥秘在这个地方。
So that is why when we talk about the mystery of the Holy Communion,This is where the mystery can be found.
加上我们信心的接纳，四个合而为一，这个圣餐就成了。我们就真的吃了主的肉，喝了主的血了。
And then the fourth criteria is our faith. So once without faith, we are able to receive all the other three elements, then we are able to receive this Holy Communion in the manner.
所以我们要感谢主。
So therefore, we need to thank God.
我们真的是有福气的。
that indeed we are very blessed.
我们圣餐的道理就讲到这个地方。
And so this is where we will have the teachings of the Holy Communion and serve as a reminder for us.
我们现在要来祝谢圣饼。
So now we are going to give thanks to the bread.
我们一起跪在主的面前。
So let us all kneel down before our Lord.
我们祝谢完毕的时候呢，我们大家从心里头来同颂阿门。
And after we have given thanks, we will all praise God by saying Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks.
至尊至大，高居在天，我们人类的救主耶稣基督。
Our most honorable Father, our Lord Jesus Christ.
你是我们灵魂的父亲，也是我们众人所盼望的救主。
You are the Father of our spirit, and you are the Lord and Savior of our lives.
我们感谢你的救赎。
We thank you for your salvation.
今天我们温哥华教会举开我们的年度第一次的灵恩布道大会。
And today, this marks the first spiritual convocation of the new year 2009 of the Vancouver Church.
我们众弟兄姐妹都来到了。
That all the brothers and sisters, the entire congregation have come before you.
我们众弟兄姐妹都回到主你的面前来守圣餐。
And that we have all come before you, O Lord, to receive the Holy Communion.
愿你施恩赐福啊，给我们每一位。
And O Lord, please bless us, and please have your mercy on us.
我们在灵恩布道会要完成之前，来领圣餐。
And before we conclude the spiritual convocation, we are here to receive the Holy Communion.
求主垂听我们的祷告。
O Lord, please hear our prayers.
让我们每位弟兄姐妹都能够团结在主你的爱里头。
So that all of us, brothers and sisters, we can all be united in your love.
让我们所祝谢的这个无酵饼能够在您的应许、真理的见证以及圣灵的运行底下，灵化成主你的肉。
And O Lord, we put this bread before you, and by the testimony of your Spirit and your Word, and by your promise, please spiritualize this bread into your flesh.
也借着我们信心的领受，使它完成了领受主生命的这个过程。
And by receiving this bread with our faith, it will complete our receiving of the Holy Communion.
求主你的灵这一刻就运行在我们中间，也在这块无酵饼上面。
And O Lord, right this very moment, may your Spirit spiritualize this bread.
让我们领受之后，大家都能够团结，也洁白圣洁，像这一块无酵饼。
So that once we have received this bread, we will once again be purged of all the sins and become pure in your sight.
也让我们每一个人都像磨碎的麦子，借着水，借着圣灵，像水一样的调和，使我们都能够团结一致。
And we hope that all of us are just like the kernel of wheat that after it is being crushed, that it can all be blended together with the water and the spirit and come and united as one.
让我们都能够一致的在为教会的福音事工啊同心合意。
That we can all come together and be united in the evangelism of the church.
把福音的种子散播到更远、更宽的地方去。
So that we can spread the seed of the gospel far and wide.
也让我们每一个人来领受主你的生命以后，都能够有活泼、积极的生活态度。
So that after we have received your flesh, O Lord, that we can live a new life, a life that is abundant and vibrant.
主啊，我们这样的祷告，求你垂听成全。
O Lord, we pray in this manner before you. May you hearken to our prayers.
我们最后将一切的荣耀都尊贵都归在你的名下。
And O Lord, we will want to glorify your name, and may all glory and praise be given unto your name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
啊，在擘饼的时候，我们大家一起唱诗啊，来颂赞神。
So while we are breaking the bread, let us all sing hymn to praise the name of our Lord.
41首.
Let's sing hymn 41.
And may
the above please come forward to spread the bread. Let's sing hymn 43. So if you have not yet been baptized into the church, please do not receive the covenant. So we will invite you to join us in receiving the sacrament after you are being baptized. And after you have received the bread, you can say a silent prayer and then you can receive the bread.
我们唱诗, 43首, 从第一节开始。
Let's sing hymn 43 and from verse 1 on.
行至艰难路，可乘一羔羊歇息的经，可乘蒙主引导靠着主保护，可乘一羔羊歇息的经，你总有一保险，一保险时刻能脱罪孽，一副毫无玷污必洁白如雪，你总有一保险洗的净。耶稣来世白衣是否仍清洁，总有一羔羊歇息的净，心头悲切那时你能否相信，总有一羔羊歇息的净，你总有一保险，一保险时刻能脱罪孽，一副毫无玷污必洁白如雪，一保血洗的净，往日无愧，一副金虚全然的，总有一羔羊血洗的净，全有十架宝血为你摆摆的，总有一羔羊血洗的净，你全有洗的香，一的血。谁曾得到这难，而有我们所留下的耶稣，而有我心的家值得记。
好，我们接着要跪在主的面前来祝谢圣杯。
And now next we're going to kneel down before the Lord to give thanks for the cup.
一样的，我们在祝谢完毕，大家从心里头同颂阿门。
And after we have given thanks to the cup, let us also praise God by saying Amen together.
一起跪下来祝谢。
Let's all kneel down and give thanks.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的主，我们再次跪在你面前。
Our dear Heavenly Father, once again we kneel down before you.
要献上我们的颂赞、感谢和祈求。
We want to give our praise and our thanks to you.
我们已经领受主你的身体了。
And O Lord, we have already partaken of your flesh.
你曾应许，你的肉真是可吃，你的血真是可喝。
And by your promise, you said that indeed your flesh can be eaten and your blood can be drunk.
你说，吃你肉喝你血的人，就有生命在我们的里面。
And you promise us that those who eat of your flesh and drink of your blood will have life in you.
并且在末日，你要叫我们复活。
And that on the last day we will all be raised up.
直到永世，我们都跟你在一起。
And that right till the everlasting day, we will abide in you.
我们有这样极其宝贵的盼望，是您在十字架上为我们成就的。
And O Lord, we thank you for giving us this living hope because of your crucifixion on the cross for us.
每逢圣餐的时候，我们就纪念也仰望有这一天的到来。
And that every time when we receive the Holy Communion, we will remember your love and that we will hope for that day to come.
此刻我们也愿主按着你的应许，我们也求真理为我们来做见证，圣灵运行在这一壶的葡萄汁，使它成为主你的血。
And O Lord, and right at this moment, may your Holy Spirit spiritualize this juice so that it will become your precious blood, O Lord.
我们知道当我们领受以后，一定有活泼的生命在我们里头。
And we believe that once we have received your blood, we will have abundant life in us.
让我们永远的来坚守主你流出你宝血与我们所立的新约。
So that it will help us to hold on to the new covenant, Lord, that we have established with you by the new blood.
也求主让我们领受之后，以我们活泼的作为来彰显你的荣耀。
And O Lord, after we have received your blood, may our actions give glory to your name.
让我们更加热心地来聚会，也更加热心地来侍奉你。
That our love for you will become a driving force so that we will come to attend the church and to do your holy work with zeal.
也让我们所有弟兄姐妹都能够在主里成为一个属灵的一体。
And that it will also unite all of us, brothers and sisters, into one big spiritual family so that we can all serve you together, O Lord.
求主您将所有的恩典福气临到我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
And O Lord, please grant your blessings unto each and every member.
也祝福我们温哥华教会。
And Lord, please also bless the Vancouver Church.
你的灵常常跟我们同在。
That your spirit abide with us always.
凡在这殿里头来奉你的名祷告的，都能蒙你垂听。
That all of us who cry out in your name in this temple will be heard by you.
使我们每一个弟兄姐妹圣灵充满，灵性活泼。
And Lord, please fill each and every one of us with your precious Holy Spirit so that we can live an abundant life.
你的恩典临到之处都能够有平安喜乐。
And that wherever your grace abound, there peace and joy will be found.
我们要将一切荣耀归在你的圣名。
And Lord, may all the glory and praise be given unto your name.
也愿平安归于我们每一位。
And may peace be given to everyone.
我们将祷告求你垂听。
And in this manner we pray before you, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Let's sing hymn
46. Sing hymn 48, 48首。
Thank you. 请路彼得执事、李永飞弟兄、Monica 姐妹、Helena 姐妹分杯。
May the above come and spread the cup. Let's sing hymn 49. Let's sing him 50.
唯独耶稣是我心心，我所仰望，就是耶稣。永远举起天色基督，我所仰望，唯有耶稣。唯独耶稣是我救主，我心赞美，我口仰望。救我以我，是我成圣，全能之主，荣耀之王。唯独耶稣是。 字架为我舍身，流珠宝血洒我罪前，救我灵魂出世入生，唯独耶稣是我救主，我心赞美，我口仰传，救我以我是我成神，全能之主，荣耀之王，唯独耶稣是我成神，一切无愧，宝血洗净，降下圣灵改变我心，使我的心日日更新，唯独耶稣是我救主，我心赞美，我口仰传，救我以我使我成神，全能之主，荣耀之王，唯独耶稣医我疾病，扶我软弱，保我灵敏。
In His presence, our faithfulness, on His favor,
救我到底，唯独耶稣是我救主，我心赞美，我口仰传，救我以我使我成神，全能之主，荣耀之王。
啊，我们圣餐领受就到这个地方。
So we have now come to the point where we have completed the Holy Communion sacrament.
那么，虽然我们这次没有举行洗礼啊。
Even though we did not hold the water baptism this time.
但是圣经所告诉我们，吩咐我们要遵行的，我们也应该要来留意。
However, whatever the Bible has taught us to obey, we must obey.
在今天这个世代里面呢，我们特别需要留意的就是有关男女的关系。
And especially in this adulterous society nowadays, there are a lot of promiscuity that abound, and that is what we need to take note.
我们经常在看的这个《使徒行传》的十五章二十八节、二十九节，就是特别提醒我们这些事情。
And the verse that we always read in Acts chapter 15, this is served as a good reminder for us in verse 28 and 29.
有关饮食方面呢，祭过偶像的东西我们不要吃。
And that is, we must abstain from food that has already been offered to idols.
牲畜的血我们也不要吃。
And we cannot take blood from animals or things that are strangled.
那么男女关系呢，要避免淫乱。
And we must also abstain from sexual immorality.
现在这个整个世界的这个男女的关系，这个风气呢，非常的不好。
And nowadays, in the society, there is a lot of adulterous ways and promiscuity.
好，我们应该特别留意。
So we need to take extra caution.
那教会的青年男女到了适婚年龄啊，大家要一起来关心。
And especially for the youth among us, when they get to the age that they can be handed over to marriage, we need to also show them our care and concern.
好，我们青年首要的选择应该就是主内联婚。
And for the youth, please make it a mind to commit yourself to marry within the Lord.
主内联婚，我们信仰的路才能够得到帮助。
Because only when you marry within the Lord, your helper can help you along this journey of salvation together.
主内联婚，我们的下一代才能够在很自然的在主的里面。
And only when you marry within the Lord, your next generation will be the heritage of the Lord, and they can grow up in the Lord.
我们应该要为我们的下一代呢，创造一个更好的信仰的环境。
And we need to embrace a better environment for our next generation to grow up in.
父母应当特别留意。
So as parents, we need to take extra caution and notice.
但是我们的青年呢，大家都是很含蓄、很保守，他也不好意思说，妈妈，我要嫁人了我要娶太太了不好意思讲。
And a lot of our youth, they are also very shy. They are often too shy to tell their parents that, Mom, I want to be married off or I want to get married.
特别是东方人 很这个含蓄保守。
And especially for us Asians, in this manner, we are usually very conservative.
啊，不过我们如果听到孩子讲说，妈妈今年的冬天好像特别冷，你就要了解是什么意思了。
But however, as a mother, you need to be sensitive when your child told you or pass a remark saying that, Mom, this winter is especially cold, don't you think?
啊，所以我们就父母儿女之间就用这句话做一个默契啊，说今年冬天特别冷啊，你用这样跟妈妈讲，妈妈也知道你的意思了。
So therefore, if you were to tell your mom in this way that you find this winter especially cold, then she would right away know what you're referring to.
我们有一位弟兄啊，他在主内联婚。
And we have a certain brother who married within the Lord.
但是有一次哈，他遇到了一件非常艰难的事情。
But there was one time he met with a very extreme difficulty.
他是啊消防队员打火的。
And he is a firefighter.
有一次他接到一个任务啊，只是呢冲到那个火场，要把这个火给扑灭。
And one time he got a task duty that is to rush to the site of the fire to remove the fire.
啊，结果去的时候就发生气爆啊爆炸，虽然他有防护啊，但是还是受伤。
So even though when he got to the site, there were actually explosions within the structure, and even though he wore a vest, but still he got injured.
他跟他的同事呢，就直接被送到医院的加护病房里面。
And he and his co-worker, they were immediately sent to the ICU of the hospital.
而且医生说三天观察会危险的。
And the doctor says that they need to be monitored for 3 days because there is danger.
因为他全身有很大部分的烧伤了。
Because he was suffering from a very heavy degree of burning on his skin.
所以医生说有生命危险。
That's why the doctor says that there is a danger to his life.
他们的妻子呢，两个人的妻子到医院去看的时候，哇，都是痛哭流涕啊，一把鼻涕一把泪，怎么这样？早上出门好端端的，现在变成这样。
And both the wives rushed to the hospital, and they just cried so much in tears because in the morning they saw their husbands leaving the house all right, and now they are totally unrecognizable.
我们这位姐妹就握着她的先生的手。
And so our sister hold the hand of her husband.
就说不管你变成什么。
And told her husband that I don't care what you have turned into.
我永远爱你。
I will love you always.
我们教会的姐妹啊，很少说这句话。
And very rarely will you hear our church sisters saying this kind of sentence.
我们到温哥华来看，比较浪漫一点呢，会讲这句话。不然呢，我们教会的姐妹都是很难去，比较不会用话语来表达。
And so perhaps our Vancouver church, the members may be more romantic. If not, it's very hard for a sister to say such a romantic verse.
心里的话就讲出来了。
So she has expressed what she thinks in her heart.
明天后天不晓得变成什么样。
Because they don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or day after.
我永远爱你，不管你变成什么，我为你祷告，我为你祷告，我们全教会都为你祷告。
So the church sister encouraged her husband and reaffirmed her love for him and say that I don't care what you turn into, but I will love you always and the whole church is praying for you.
那你自己要祷告。
But you must also pray for yourself.
他同事的太太看了，一直哭，一直哭啊，不晓得讲什么话。
And then on the other side of the bed, the co-worker's wife kept crying and crying and did not know what to say.
第二天,
the second day,
我们这个姐妹又来看,
and then our church sister went to see her husband.
她同事的太太没有来了, 只有来一次, 就没有来。
The co-worker's wife did not show up. She only came yesterday and only one time.
到第三天,
and then until the third day,
她同事太太也没有来。
And the co-worker's wife still did not show up.
我们这位姐妹跟她前几天一样，讲一样的话，我永远爱你，我帮你祷告，不管你变成什么，你的脸都烧伤的，我也是爱你的，不管你变成怎么样，你一定要祷告，我们全家都为你祷告啊。
And so once again, our church sister encouraged her husband, your face has already been burned up, your face may be destroyed, but still, I love you, I don't care how you look like, and remember, the whole church is praying for you.
他的先生得到鼓励啊，耶稣也帮助他。
The husband was deeply encouraged, and the Lord Jesus also helped him.
他的同事也知道说，他太太为什么没有来了，他知道了，所以他没有生存的意志了。到第三天就死掉了。
So the co-worker on the third day, he also knew why his wife did not show up anymore, and that also cast him down to a pit of hopelessness, and therefore he died on the third day.
因为他太太第一天来看完以后，回去呢就把贵重的东西拿着跑掉了。Because
on the first day, after his wife saw him like that, she went home, took all the precious items, and she left.
教会的同龄啊。 因为有体会基督的爱,
and because as church members, we experience the love of God,
他也知道要用基督的爱来爱对方,
and that they also know how to love the other person with the love of Christ.
两个人得到的都是基督的爱,
so whatever you receive from each other is the love of Christ.
那么其他人就不一定体会到基督的爱了。
But other people, they may not necessarily understand this love of Christ.
所以我们鼓励我们在座的青年啊, 我们应该要立志在主内联婚。
So therefore, once again, we'll want to encourage all of our youth sitting here and present here to remember to marry yourself in the Lord.
那么有需要的话, 我们所有的职务人员都要当介绍人来帮助大家。
And also, if you need introduction, you can also get help from the ministers.
而且我们的服务呢是 跨国的国际的国际的这个服务啊，你们在台在加拿大挂号，台湾也可以服务。
And so remember, if you may register here in Vancouver, but remember the service is a global service. It extends to all the other countries. It can also be registered in other countries like Taiwan.
有需要的话，大家再来联络哈。
So if you need this global service, let us talk.
啊，因为我手头上还有好几位啊。 适婚年龄的弟兄姐妹啊，那我们也许呢，主耶稣啊，让这个当中呢，能够撮合的也说不定啊。And
because over here in my hands, I have a nameless, so perhaps God will work His way and match the couples Himself.
大家总是要一起来关心才对。So
we all need to show our care and concern in this way.
啊，我们的圣餐礼就到这个地方。So
this concludes our Holy Communion Sacrament.
啊，最后来唱诗。
Let's finally sing him.
121首。
121.